Tana Rabbanan. Ein ma'abunas hashana, ela im kein hayesa tzricha, ibnei hadrachin, ibnei hagisharin, ibnei tanurei psachin, ibnei gola yis Yisrael, shene'ekru mimakoman, v'adayin lo higiyu. All the Rishonim are bothered by the fact that we have two lists. We have a list in this Braisa, and this Braisa is a Tosefta in Perek Beis. I think it's Tosefta Vav. And then when we turn to Amud, we have a list also in a Tosefta, but in Halacha Beis, smack in the middle of the Amud and Yudavah Beis. Tana Rabbanan, al shlosha dvarim ma'abrinas hashana la'aviv al-peiris ivan v'latkufa. And the question is, why in the world do we have these two totally separate lists, one in Halacha Beis in Tosefta and one towards the end of Halacha Vav? Why aren't they combined? So Tosus Alatar was bothered, Ne Hadrochim Vagisharim, and Tosus points out, Ahayda lo Choshiv Gimel Simonim de Lekamon, Mishum da al Shnai Mehem Ma'abrim, Aval Hani Afilu Echad Mehani Ma'abrim. Namely, the difference is in terms of the strength of these factors, that the strength of the factors on Yud Aleph Med Aleph are enough to stand alone, while on the strength of the factors on Daf Yud Aleph Med Beis, one requires two factors as opposed to one not being enough. That's what Tosfos answers. However, I sent you to Aran, who has a very, very different approach. If you look together with me at the Aran, so the Ran points out, Ein ma'abrinas hashana em kein tzricha, etc. And the Ran says, Hadvarim shebishvilon hitzricha ha'torah la'asos ibur, heim shlosha, v'heim dafka, those that are in Yud Aleph Med Beis. Ne hatkufa, shechag asukos yeh betkufas tishrei, v'yim nimshechu tkufas tamuz at tetzayin yom l'chodesh tishrei, Ein ma'abrin hashana shenemar chago asif tkufat hashana, v'bnei ha'oviv, Shenekadesh Chodesh Nisan Bisman Shatfua Maskelus Bashel, Nepero Seilon Shiva Bikurim Ruin Likarev Bisman Atzeres. Kedichsiv Biyom Habikurim. Namely, that the Iker, the ones that are Hatorah Hitzricha, that's what we find it off in the days. Aval Elu Hadvarim Shenem Rukan, Nehagisharim, Drachim, Ein Inyan and Shemistaklin Bohen Bezdin, Sheinan Simonim Kuvuin, Ela b'derech mikre heim ba'im lif'amim. That you have those ekronot that are sort of built into the cycle of the years, and you have those things that are occasional. But then the Ran continues to skip down two lines. Upa'amim shehashana hayetzat tzricha l'samim nehasimanim sha'amarnu. According to the cycle, really there should be an ibur. V'hayesa rishus la'acher ha'ibur ad shana acheres. That's Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Ein ma'abrin b'shnei ra'avon. Ein ma'abrin lo b'shvius lo b'matzoy shvius. U'kamokein, coming to our brisa on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, haya lehem rishus la'hakdim ha'ibur b'shag gisharim v'hadrachim tanurei psachim. Etc. Namely, what is the Ramban? What is the Ran over here? What's his distinction? According to Tosa, the distinction was whether we need two factors or one factor. Our sugi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, we're dealing with super factors. One alone is enough. According to the sugi on Daf Yud Beis, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, you're dealing with weaker factors, and you need two. That's why they're divided. According to the Ran, what's the main distinction over here between the sugya, the list on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the list on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis? Again, the symptoms are that the list on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, they're things that come about cyclically, while the list on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph are things that are occasional. That's not something you can predict in advance, but those are symptoms. But what is the main distinction? What words over here in the Ran stress the main distinction? Yes? Excellent. That in the world of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Hitzricha HaTorah, we have a mitzvah, we have a chova, to use those factors and to act accordingly. The factors we have on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph are a reshus. They're a reshus. What does it mean, the reshus? It's a reshus to either be makdim the ibur, or to be ma'acher the ibur. Namely, that really maybe this isn't a year that there should be an ibur, but there was this terrible rainstorm, and the olei regolim are not going to be able to make it, the drachim are all messed up, etc. So we are makdim the ibur. In Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we have a situation where really one should be ma'aber, but because of Shemitah, or because of Shnat Ra'avon, we're going to push off the Ibor for another year. That's a Rishus. So we have a Rishus to be Makdim and a Rishus to be Ma'akah. That's the difference between, according to the Ran, these two lists. One of them is Zechova, one of them is Rishus. However, I sent you to the Reb Elvel, where Reb Elvel is Medayek in the Rambam. Let's look together at the Rambam. I'm not bringing over here the entire Rambam, just the fact that the Rambam quotes in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, the Sugya on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Al Shlosha Simonim Ma'abrim Es Hashana Ratkuf Ala Avva Peros Ilan, Masha Enkein, we have to go down to Halacha Hei until he reaches our Sugya, V'yesham Dvarim Acherim, a different world, Shayu Bezin Ma'abrim Bishvilim Nehatzorech, V'elu Hein, etc., etc. Namely, he doesn't stress what Rashi stresses in terms of what Tosa stresses in terms of the two and the one. He doesn't stress what the Ran stresses in terms of Chova and Rishus. However, the Reb Elvel had an overview of the Rambam. And the overview of the Rambam came not only from within the Rambam itself, but also from his summary in the beginning of Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Let's look together at that Rambam in the beginning of Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, the middle of the page that I photostated for you. Kol she'amarnu mikvius rosh hachodesh al hari'i of Ibur Hashana mipnei hazman o mipnei hatzorech enos and also eleb sanedrin she'beretz Yisrael. I mean, what does the Rambam bring over here? How many types of Ibur Hashanah do we have?
Two.
We have the type of Nehazman, and we have the type of Mipnei Hatzorech. Again, the distinction isn't one of occasional or kavua. It's not a distinction of two or one, but rather we're going to see later on in Reb Elvel the distinction is. The distinction is much sharper. Maybe we'll just read this ketah together, not from the beginning of the Reb Elvel, but if you look, I photostated for you the Reb Elvel. You should have it right. So on the second page, on Daf Yud, in the left hand column where it says Vehine Brosh Hashana Daf Chaf, if you go down about 10 lines, so two words from the end of the line, you have a period, and it says Ulam HaRambam, Ulam BaRambam. You have it there. Ulam Barambam, Ulam Barambam, Perek Dawud Hilchos Hakidush Hachodesh Kosav, Neimah Mosifim Chodesh, Zeh, why do we add an extra month? Mipnei Zman Ha'aviv, Kedei Shiyah Pesach Ba'oso Zman, Shenemar Shemores Chodesh Ha'aviv, Shiyah Chodesh Zeh B'Zman Ha'aviv. Al Shrosh HaSimon, Emabrim Sashana, Ra'aviv Al Tkufa Val Peros Ha'ilan, V'yesh Dvarim Acherim Ha'yabezdim, Ma'abrim Bishvilam, Nei HaTzorech, Hemnehadrachim, Einam Etukanim, Adkan Lashono. Hare, Lehedya. If you look in the Rambam, as Meir pointed out, we have over here, Tzvei Dini. Mavuar Midvarev, the Aviv, Umitnei Hatzorech, that this halacha beis, halacha alephim beis, Neha Aviv, and halacha hemnei Hatzorech, Shnei Dvarim Nifradim Hem. Vachem Mavuar Beferish, as we pointed out in the beginning of Parakeh. Ma'abrin Hashem Nehazman, Umitnei Hatzorech. And he explains that Ibur de Aviv utkufo peres ha'ilan, the Ibur of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Kori Ibur Mipnei Hazman. Mipnei Hatzorech Perusho Shar Tzorachim Shein Lem Shayachus Lazman Klal. You have those that are built into time, meaning that they are built into the solar calendar. Nothing to do with the solar calendar. That's an Ibur Nei Hatzorech. And according to Rambam, according to Revelvo, Namru Shnei Devarim Din HaIbur, we have an Ikur Din Ibur, right, that we're going to discuss, that's in terms of maintaining the relation to the solar calendar. And then two lines from the bottom, Od Din Acher B'Ibur, Shebez Din Marbin L'Tzorech, Av She'en Shayachus L'Hazman Klal, Raku Din Bifnei Atzma. Okay, so we have over here, according to Revelvo, we don't have to set it up as Chova and Rishus like the Ran did, but simply conceptually, we have over here two different concepts. We have a concept of aligning the lunar year and the solar year. That's the Iker Din Ibur. And then we take into account circumstances, and that's the Mipnei Hatzorech. Okay, so we have then these three understandings, the understanding of Tosfos, the understanding of the Ran, and the understanding of the Rambam according to Revelvo. There is a question over here that I think that we can already give the answer to. The question is asked from a source I didn't send you to, but the source is that of the Minchas Chinuch. That the Minchas Chinuch starts off with the Ran. The Ran pointed out that the reasons given on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Mipnei HaTkufa, Mipnei HaAviv, Mipnei Peres HaIlon, these are reasons, Dvarim Shebishilon Hitzricha HaTorah La'asos Ibur. Here we have a Deoraisa. We have a Chiyuv Deoraisa to be Ma'aber on these three Simanim. And then came along the Ran and said, but we can either move up or postpone the Ibur due to circumstances. So who is postponing or moving up? Rabbanan. Rabbanan are doing this b'kum va'aseh. Since when do Rabbanan have the ability, the power, to be oker davar min ha-Torah b'kum va'aseh? Namely, according to the rules of the Torah, this is a year that... That should not be Ishnasa Ibor, that after Adar should come Nisan. And now they're telling us, no, in other words, that we're going to call what comes after Adar, Adar Sheni, and we're going to eat Humantashin on the Seder night. That doesn't make sense that we should eat Humantashin on the Seder night. That's Oker Davar min HaTorah. And then when Yom Kippur comes along, again, we're not going to be fasting. We're going to be fasting a month after Yom Kippur, right? We're going to be fasting after Sukkot. You know, like what should be after Sukkot. It just doesn't make sense. How do Rabbanan have the right to be Oker Adavar Min HaTorah? Namely, when Rabbanan are following the Torah's halachos of Aviv and Kufa and Peres HaIlon, that's what the Torah says, that we have these halachos. So then, that's what Rabbanan should be keeping. How can Rabbanan be makdim or be ma'acher? So we have a principle that Rabbanan can be mevatel, davar min ha-Torah, v'shevi al ta'aseh. Tell a person on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. Tell a person on Shabbos not to be nota lulav. But how can Rabbanan change the calendar against the dinim of the Torah? That's the question of the minchas chinuch. L'chora, we have over here three different answers that are all one. Let's just go back to Revelvo. Right? According to Revelvo, the source in the Torah, according to the Rambam, for all three categories of Tkufa, Aviv, and Peros HaIlon, is one pasuk. Which pasuk? Shamaris Chodesh Aviv. Shamaris Chodesh Aviv. That's a pasuk. Namely, as opposed to the Ran, we're going to see later on in Rashi, who quotes three different psukim, he holds it's all one pasuk, and we'll talk about that a little later. What about the din that we're allowed to move things forward or backwards because of tzorech? So let's just continue on the third page of Revelvo, on the top of the right-hand column, where he says, U'kidivrei haramba mavur lehedya b'sifra, emor parsha tes. The sifra is a medrash halacha. The marbe mikra miyuchad the based in ma'abrinus hashan nehatzorech yuyan sham. He tells us to go look at the sifra. Okay, so I made it easier for you, and I photostated the sifra. So look over here in the sifra. You see perek tes halacha hey umin ayin shema abrinus hashan nehatzorech tamed lomar Eila Moadei Hashem Ikurei Kodesh Asher Tikru Osam B'Moadam, that Chazal have this power of changing the Moadim according to their desire. What's their desire? Mipnei Hatzorech. Mipnei Hatzorech, that's the category of the Rambam. Mipnei Hadrachim, Mipnei Hagisharim, etc. When it opens up the Sifra that we have in the Beis Medrash, so you have a Sifra where you have a Perish of the Rash Mishans that goes on the two sides of the Sifra, Perish on the Raivid, on the bottom of the Sifra. That's the way they all the Rishonim learned this Sifra. Namely, that in a Chinami, certainly the din of Tkufa and Aviv and Perah Se'ilin is Doraisa, but the din of Tzarech is also Doraisa. In other words, that we have over here Tzvei dinim Doraisa. We have one din Doraisa, that's a Chova, according to the Ran, the other din Doraisa, that's a Rishus, right? But it's both of them are dinim Doraisa. According to the Rambam, we have one din Doraisa, that's an Ikar, and another din Doraisa, that is a din Bifnei Atzmo. But these are two dinim mi Doraisa. Okay, that's A. B, if you don't like to say that we're so much on the Sifra, let's look from it in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says, Tana Rabbanan Eina Mabrinus Hashana Elim Ken Hoyes Atzrichim Nei Hadrochim Sheniskalku B'Mos HaGeshamim. And then the Yad Ramah continues, V'Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Hoyes B'Yadon Shema Abrin Al Kol Eilu. Namely, if you didn't have the Sifra in front of you, so the Yad Ramah assumed that it must be a Doraisa, because otherwise you have the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. In other words, that how do Rabbanan have this power? So either we have a drasha of the pasuk, or we have Al Chamosh Misinai. And then he says, "Mefarish b'tosefta v'yedaber Moshe b'mo'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael minayin shemar m'sashan al agoli yoshalu v'luigiyum b'mo'adei Hashem b'nei Yisrael asei kol ma'adot shi'asu osan kol Yisrael." He quotes a drasha that we don't have in our sifra, but so either you have a drasha, or you have a halacha Moshe Misinai. However, the Ran doesn't quote it as halacha Moshe Misinai, and he doesn't quote this Sifra, which is quoted by the Griz. But there is a line in the Ramad in the Ran that we skipped. Let's go back to the Ran. The Ran says the part that we skipped. If you go 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. 7 lines down in the Ran, the third word on the line. V'hata'am bozeh. V'hata'am bozeh. What gives Chazal the power to look at the tzrachim and change the calendar? Afal pisha hasimanim shahibur toli behen behem yidu'in. Even though the simanim of tkufa, perosa, ilan, aviv are well known, And these are, as he pointed out, the Oraisa. Afal pikein misaro hakatuv lebet din. That we have halachos, which we have standards, the Oraisa, but the Torah gave power to Rabbanon to override the Oraisa. Then we in Achinami, the world of Gesharim and Drachim is Drabbanon, like the Minchas Chinuch assumed. But Rabbanan have a power to override a Doraisa, Bekum Va'asei, Kididarish. We have a drasha, Shemasar Lahem Kiddush HaChodesh, Kida Amran Rosh Hashanah, Atem Afilu Shogigim, Afilu Mizidim, Afilu Mutin, Ein Li Moados Ela Elu. That move to a more prosaic area than Ibur Hashanah. Ibur Hashanah is adding a month. But every month, we have a question, is it going to be a 29-day month or a 30-day month? And we have a concept of Kiddush Al-Pi HaRi'iyah. But we already pointed out that the Chachamim have the power of finagling. They have the power of closing Bezin so that no Edom can come. And we're going to be forced to move to a 30th day. Or they have the power to say that the lack of an Edus, okay, in other words, we'll still be Mekadesh on the 30th day, even if we really don't have a proper edus. That's, in other words, that's a power that Chachamim have. Afilu shogigim, afilu mizidim, afilu mutim. Even if they're making a mistake, right? There's a famous machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua in terms of the calculations of the calendar. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yoshua, you have to come to me on the day which according to you is Yom Kippur. By me, it's the day after Yom Kippur. But you didn't like my Kiddush HaChodesh. You come to me on Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Yoshua went to Rabbi Akiva and said, what do I do with this Nasi? And Rabbi Akiva said, we have this din, afilu mutim. Even if the Nasi is wrong, that creates a different level of moed. And so we have over here this super power of the Chachamim in the area of the calendar to emend the dinim of the Torah, bekum va'aseh. So just to take this power from the world of Kiddush HaChodesh and expand it to the world of Ibur Hashanah. That appears to be a bit of an expansion, but go back to the Sifra. We read earlier the Sifra Halacha Hey. Look in the Sifra Perek Tes Al Chagimel.
Is the Ron saying that this is just that this only works in these two realms?
Yes, you need a hint in the Torah. Lohayisa, look in the Sifra in Parsha Tes Al Chagimel. Lohayisa Hashana Tzricha La'aver. In other words, the year according to the calendar, according to the Tkufa and the Perasa Ilan and the Aviv, there was no need to be Ibur. The Ibruha Anusim. But the Sanhedrin were forced by the Goyim to be Ma'aver. Or Shogigim, or they made a mistake. Or Mutim, they knew that they were making a mistake. Minayin Shehim Uberet, and here we're dealing with the Shana, not with Kiddush HaChodesh. Sheneemar HaShetikru Osamo Adai, Afiu Atem Shogim, Afiu Atem Mutim, Afiu Atem Anusim, Im Krasem Otam Mawadai, V'im Lav Enam Mawadai. Namely, the drasha that the Ran is quoting in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Kafei by Kiddush HaChodesh, that Beis Din have that power of 29-30, moving back from one to the other, even if it doesn't fit in according to the Re'iyah, the Sifra transports that power, expands that power, even to the world of Ibur Hashanah. So we have then over here three different texts from which we can give the Beis Din the power of Ibur Hashanah, even when it doesn't fit in with the calendar, the classic calendar. One text is the text of the Sifra Sif Hei, Minayin Shamaber Mesashan Nei Hatzorech. The second text is, rather, the second equivalent of text is the Yad Ramah, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. The third is in Achinami, it's Drabanan, but this is an area where the Torah gave the Rabbanan the power of determining. Some of you who learned Masechet Moed Katan know we have the same concept by Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Torah tells us, lo sasu malacha, for all 7 days. However, the malachos that are asur on the first and the last day of Yontif, not on Chol HaMoed, those the Torah are koveya, malachas ochel nefesh is mutter. Other malachos are asur. What about during Chol HaMoed? So, misaran hakasuv lachachamim. The Chazal gave the Chachamim the power to determine which malachos are mutter, which malachos are asur. We know that Chazal came up with categories. Davar ha'aved, simchas yantif, right? That there are these categories that permit malach on Chol HaMoed. But we're dealing with drabanan, which the Torah gives its stamp of approval of. So here in the world of the calendar, we have such a din by Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaf Hei. It's also a Sifra, but it's a Sifra, not Parsha Tes, but Parsha Yud. And we have over here the Sifra in Parsha Tes that gives that power to Rabbanan even in terms of Ibur Hashan. Okay? So we have the broader picture that we have these two worlds. The world of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis is certainly a Doraisa. The world of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph may be a Doraisa, maybe Halacha Moshe Misinai, or maybe a Drabanan, but it's Drabanan which you can't ask what gave Rabbanan the power. It's the Rabbanan where the Torah hinted to the fact that the Rabbanan have the power in this area. Okay? Okay. I want to mention also that in terms of the both the Ran and Rav Velvel in the Rambam, who learned that Yud Aleph and Aleph and Yud Aleph and Beis are not just a question like Tosa says, of the power of the simanim, by one or by two, but we have over here different worlds, a world of chova, a world of reshus, a world of ikar, a world of davar acher. One can be medayik from the language of the Braisa and Tosefta themselves, right? That the Tosefta on the Yud Aleph and Aleph is written in the negative, Ein ma'abrin ela im kein, and the Tosefta on Daf Yud Aleph in the days is written in the positive. Al shlosh edvarim ma'abrin es hashana, namely that the syntax itself cries out to tell us we have over here two different categories that we shouldn't view them as really one with just a question of strength, but rather the syntax implies that we have two different categories. What are those categories? So there we can be creative. Okay, so far so good. Okay, so these are the things that we do use as tzorich, but that's to exclude. Continuing in the Gemara. However, lo mipnei hasheleg, lo mipnei hatzina, that we don't take into account simply bad weather conditions that are not that make life more difficult, but don't like make life impossible. Namely, bnei hadrachim and hagesharim made it impossible. Nei tanurei psachim made it impossible. But Sheleg and Sina is not a question of impossibility, it's a question of difficulty. Okay, difficulty. So there, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to sometimes have a difficult life. Adam la'amal yulad. We were born to struggle. V'lo mipnei goliyos Yisrael shelo akru mimakoman, right? That we don't go overboard for people who haven't made an effort. People make an effort, so then we go out of our way to enable them to make it on time. But if people don't make an effort, we say, okay, but for Chozer, let's move in a month to, you know, give them the chance of being closer to Tshuva. That's not enough of a reason to change the calendar. Tanu Rabban, Ein ma'abrin es hashana, lo b'nei hagedim, lo b'nei hatloim, lo b'nei hagozlos, shelo pirchu. That in terms of the animal kingdom that we have over here, animals that are still small, be they gedim and tloim, be they potential korbanot pesach, or be they gozalot, or be they birds that we'll see in a minute for what were they intended, the fact that they're small, that's not enough of a reason to be ma'aber the shana. What was the havamina, and what is the maskana? According to Rashi, what was the havamina that we should be ma'aber the shana for the gedim and the tloim that are small? What?
To get them,
we'll have a bigger korban pesach, right? So the Rashi says, no, that's not enough for a reason because you can have a small korban pesach. It's not the end of the world. The Yad Rama, did I call, bring it down? No, I forgot. I didn't bring it down. What does the Yad Rama say? What was the issue? What were we afraid of? Or what is the solution? That we were afraid that if it's small, that a large family would not be able to use it. So the answer is that?
Nachon.
That's what we bring. That simply, as long as everyone in the family has a kezias, and probably even in a small gedi, there would be enough for even a large family of kezesim, and then afterwards they'll fill in with the korban chagiga to reach the level of sova. So the fact that they're going to have a small piece of the korban pesach, as long as they have a kezias, they're yotze. In terms of the gozalot, it's basically Rashi says the same thing, but in other words that we have, we can bring korbanot from the gozalot, from the birds, either torim, that have to be large, doves, or b'nei yonah, or when they're very young. Okay, so they won't be large, they'll be very young, but they can still be brought. Yecholin lavi b'nei yonah, k'sherim heim, k'sheheim, k'tanim. What were these brought for? Who would need these birds? What does Rashi say? Gozalot. Nothing to do with the Chag, but simply, technically, people lived in all of Eretz Yisrael. They weren't able to come to Yerushalayim very often. Everyone's coming up for Lila Regel, so they saved all of their of the the korbanot that would allow for them to enter the Beis HaMikdash, they were going to bring them when they came on the regel. So the Yoldot, the Zavim, and the Zavot would bring their bird korbanot, the Ola and the Chatos, when they came on Alila regel, so they can bring small, the Bnei Yona, rather than the Torim. However, the Rambam gives a different explanation. Look in the Rambam, the very best last makar on the first side of the page. Ein ma'avrim bishvil elu kedei shiu gadiyim v'tloim mitzuyin lipsachim v'agozlot mitzuyin l'ri'iya ola mishin etchayev b'korban ha'of. What does it mean, l'ri'iya? What? Oh, l'asri'iya, nechon, that we have a chiyuv, that when we come to the Beis HaMikdash, lo tiru et panai rekam, we're not supposed to come empty-handed. We're supposed to bring an olas ri'iya and shalmei chagiga. We're supposed to bring both an ola and a shlamim. So classically, according to all Rishon except for the Rambam, what did the ola have to be? A behema. But the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga takes a detour from all other Rishonim, and he paskins, which is appears to be against our Girsa in the Gemara, he paskins that Yavi Imo, this is Aleph Aleph, Hilchos Chagiga, Ri'iya Hamura Batori, Shenir Nirepana Bazara, V'yom Tavishon Shochag, V'yavi Imo, it's not just enough to come and show your face, but Yavi Imo Korban Ola, Bein Min Ha'of, Bein Min Ha'behema. You can bring birds as that Ola Sri'iya, that tremendous Chiddush. So the Or Sameach Alatara says that that's the way the Rambam learned our Gemara. That was the issue over here of the Gozalot, that they were going to be used for the Ola Sri'iya. Okay, so the Rambam dealt, had kind of a different gears than the Gemara. Our Gemara says, could you bring a Korban of Tamad Lomar? So the Rambam's gears would be, could you bring a Mincha? Right? Could you bring a meal offering Tamad Lomar? No, you have to bring something for Benachai, but it could also be an oath. Okay, so in any case, we have over here that this does not serve as enough of a reason for Ibur Hashana, but, says the Gemara, Avol Osin Oson Sa'ad La Shana. What does that mean to say that this reason of the size of the animals or the size of the birds is not enough to be Ma'aber? The Shana would make it a Sa'ad. How does Tosus learn Al Atar? What does it mean we make it a Sa'ad?
That it can count as one of the two reasons.
Right, that since on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we have a list in which you need two factors, not one. So the two factors could be one from the list of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and one from over here, the Gozalot, or the Gdiyim, or the Tla'im, that would combine into two. That's the concept over here of Sa'ad. Namely, it's a bona fide tzorech, but it's a tzorech that can't stand on its own, but it lends itself to be combined with another reason for the world of Ibur Hashana, and that's the concept of Sa'ad, that really is brought in through the front door. That is one understanding of Sa'ad. However, if you turn the page to the other side of the Maror Makomos, you have a Me'iri who learns very, very, very differently. Let's look at Me'iri for a minute. V'yesham dvarim acherim, she'ein ma'abrim bishvilam, ela osin osan sa'ad, lohoda'at ha'ibur, kidei she'yat'imu et ha'inyan levnei adam, v'lo yeh adavar kosha lehem kol kach. I mean, what is the Me'iri over here saying? And if you want to, we have a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah who says the same thing. I'm sorry, the Dibur HaMaskil, I left that over here. The Dibur HaMaskil, I think, is Al Nisan. So Rashi over there says, V'yesh devarim she'ena ta'am toli bahem. V'hem na'asim sa'ad l'davar li'yashvo u'li'apoto. Ka'osa sheshinin b'sanhedrin, ein ma'abrin ha'shan ne'hagdiyim v'atloyim, osin osa sa'ad l'shana. Ketzad, Mahodina, Nanachnu Lachon, de Gozlaya Rikikin, Imraya da Arkin, etc. I mean, what over here is the commonality between Rashi and the Me'iri? How are they understanding Rashi and Rosh Hashanah? and the Meiri, how are they understanding the concept of Sa'ad?
Appeasement. So like, to convince people, help them understand that it's good.
To make people, right, to help people understand what's going on. And if the people shouldn't view it that Rabbanan are somehow living in some ivory tower and have no knowledge of what their life is all about. And so Rabbanan say, we're concerned about you. We want you to bring a fat Korban Pesach. We want you to have good, heavy birds to bring for your Korban Yoledet or Zav or Azava or Olas Re'ia. And therefore, we're being Ma'abar the Shana, so you'll be able to bring a meaningful Korban. Even though really, according to the Meiri and Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, this is not a reason. This has nothing to do with the power of Chazal, but it just is a way of presenting the decision of Chazal in a manner that it would be better understood by the population.
It's a strange concept. It's to say that we change the... really this rule is not allowed. We can use it in order that people...
Well, we're going to add in. It's not as though we're not going to say the real reason. Right.
This plus another reason, and we can present it in this with this.
It's not plus. I think it's a misunderstanding. This has nothing to do with the decision at all. The decision is based totally on the time, and then they'll just add this in for everybody else, though. But it's not affecting the decision.
Okay. It's not impacting on the decision. It's just a question of how to present it that'll be better understood by the population. I mean, you understand, women already hired people to work for Pesach, and now they have to postpone these people for a month or whatever. In other words, it impacts on life that you weren't expecting a Shana Muberet, and all of a sudden, you thought, let's say you had a kid who thought that he would be already like a Gadol, or he'd still be a Katan on Pesach, and all of a sudden he has to have a Bar Mitzvah before Pesach, he'll be a Gadol before Pesach, or whatever. In other words, it changes people's lives. And so they said, oh, but we have a reason, you'll understand. Within the Rambam himself, in other words, if you look at the language of the Rambam, Ketzad osen osa sa'ad l'shana, omrim shana zot tzricha yivnei hatkufa, shemashkam neha avi, v'peres ilan shal yigia, v'od shagidiyim ketanim g'goz l'srakim. It's hard to know whether the Rambam over here was viewing this as, at least from the text, as a reason or as simply something psychological.
Why is it ambiguous? Does Rambam sound like Tosfos?
Rambam says Omrim, that this is what we tell people, doesn't mean that this is what went into the decision-making process. It's unclear whether this went in or didn't go in. But if we think about it, let's take it step by step. Maybe.
But he gives you the reason. He says Omrim, but without this, I would not know when to do Ma'abar the Shana. So
doesn't say that. He simply says he says that we're not Ma'abar the Shana for the Gedeim, but Osen Ososad. What does that mean? Omrim Shana Zu. But according to Rav Velvel, that the world of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis has nothing to do with the world of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. That the world of Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Tkufa and Aviv and Peros Se'ilon, that's in terms of aligning worlds, aligning calendars, aligning months and years. And the world of Yud Aleph Amid Aleph is a world of Tzorech. Is there really room to bring a Sa'ad from one to the other? The Chora, no. The Meiri generally explains things according to the Rambam. That which the Meiri says that we have over here, a psychological Sa'ad, would fit very nicely into Rav Velvel, that we don't have over here a real Sa'ad, it's simply an Omrim. This is simply the way that is presented to the people. What is fascinating is the order of the statement that we find in the Gemara and we find in the Rambam. Let's continue another line in the Gemara. Ketzad, what does it mean to make a sa'ad? Rabbi Yanai Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mohadinan Anachnu Lachon. We are hereby proclaiming the Gozlaya Rikikin. The young doves are still very, very tender. Imraya Da Arkin, and the young sheep are still very small. Vizimna Da Aviva Lo Mata. And the time of Aviv hasn't arrived. The Shapiris Milsa Ba'anpai, and therefore it appears proper to me, Va'osifis, and I, namely Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, being Mosif, Al Shata Da, on this year, Tchasin Yomim, adding another month to the year. What is interesting over here in terms of the statement when we speak about Sa'ad?
That he gives the Alpiv as the last reason as opposed
the order. In other words, that first he brings in the Sa'ad, and then he brings the main reason. So again, we have two ways of saying the Sa'ad. One Sa'ad is that we're dealing over here with a secondary reason, that's Tosfos. The other Sa'ad is we're dealing over here with a psychological reality. Which of them would fit in a little neater into the Gemara?
I mean, you get to explain it both ways, no? I mean, if as a Nasi, right, you want all the people to be happy, so let's worry about that first. They don't need to know what the real reason is, so let's just tell them.
Okay, so the Meiri fits in very, very nice.
You could also say, like, it should have been, right, Tosos, meaning, if it counts as a real reason, that doesn't fit in.
It's a little more difficult. According to Tosos Skor, if we have a main reason and a secondary reason, we should write in that order. So the order appears to be like the Rambam, but what did the Rambam do to the order?
He switched it.
The Rambam switched it. At first brings the real reason, and then the psycho, and then the Od the Hagadim Ketanim. That fits in nicely according to Tosos. As I pointed out, it's hard to be medayik in the Rambam exactly in which direction. Yes?
When the Rambam's writing it like Allah, though, meaning it's not a problem. Meaning here, Rav Gamliel's writing this letter to people.
Yeah, except that the Rambam would be saying that the only meaning of Sa'ad is in terms of the Omrim, so this is the halacha. Namely, if we're dealing over here with the Diyun within Beis Din, so then it would make sense to say we have a real reason and we have a secondary reason. The real reason is because of the Tkufa, but that alone is not enough, we need two. And so we're going to add in also a secondary reason, that's going to cement the deal. So then the Rambam makes sense, that you have the Iker reason, and then you have the secondary reason. But if...
Why?
What?
Then why can't this still work with the Rambam?
Okay, it's not Mukhrah, one way or the other. It's just the feeling of, it's of how you're going to order things. That generally, when you have an Iker and a Tafel, first you say the Iker, and then you say the Tafel. That's what the Rambam wrote. That's the way the Rambam wrote it. If we're understanding it as a psychological boost that people, in the language of Rashi, liyashvo, liyaposo, that we want to polish it, so then the order of the Gemara makes sense. We're putting the secondary reason first because that's what's go. People will link into it more. Yeah.
I'm saying that the order of the Gemara makes sense because it's being written to people, but the Rambam isn't writing this as appeasing people in befoal. I mean, the Rambam's writing this down as a halacha. So when you're writing down a halacha sefer, you're still going to always write what the ikar reason is first, because that's what the main reason is. We'll add on after that you can add on these reasons.
I agree with you. It's not mukhrach, but if the Rambam is explaining the concept of sa'ad, if he wants to tell us that sa'ad means like the Meiri, Lahatim hadavar l'sayel ibnei adam, lahatim hadavar ibnei adam, then why would the Rambam change from the Gemara? In other words, that fits. In other words, the Rambam is changing, unless he has a different gears than the Gemara. The Rambam Chora is changing the Gemara. So if you're changing the Chora, there should be a reason. So if you hold like Tosfos that this is something which is an Iker and a Tafel, we understand why you would change it. If we hold like the Meiri, that we're dealing with something psychological, so why change? The Gemara understood psychology quite well, that we put first, that which people will listen to, and only afterwards we can write what is the real reason. The Rishonim over here had a problem with the individuals who are mentioned in the Gemara. We're going to see on Yudaf Amadeis a statement that was made by a predecessor of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, namely Rabban Gamliel, who lived pre-Churban. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lived post-Churban. Post-Churban, there is no Beis HaMikdash. So why in the world is he bringing in the question of Gozlaya Rikikin Vimraya Da'arkin, if these are things that are relevant to the Beis HaMikdash? So we have a Machokis Rishonim, how to understand. So I quoted for you over here the Machlokas. You have a Yad Rama and you have a Ram. The Yad Rama asked the question, Anotoi Basroi. The Gemara itself says that we're dealing with a later generation. Achar Churban Habayis Haya. Lama Hutzrach La'Avim Nei Elu. Bisham Nei Ha'aviv. If we're dealing with aligning the years and the Moadim should come out in the right time. HaTorah Amra Shei Pesach B'Chodesh Aviv. Bein Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bein Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. That's the reason for Ibor. El Gozlaya Vim Raya Lamali. So he answers, Lav Hachin Perish de Milsa. Now the whole question is based on a misunderstanding. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lav Anach Sheka Amar. Rav Shimon Gamliel isn't writing what I would write currently in my generation. El Rav Shimon Gamliel Milsa de Osin Osa Saad Lashana Kamafaresh La'azil. I'm explaining what went on in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Ketzad Osin Osa Saad Lashana. Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying that the Sa'ad adding in this factor, that was a meaningful factor in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this was the way that things used to be stated, in other words, that it would be brought in the statement itself. The Ran takes a different approach. Again, he asked the same question. I just wrote the answer. But Tzarech Lomar, She'af la'achar ha'churban, ha'yom estaklin b'dvarim ha'tzrichim eilu, ha'dvarim ha'tzrichim, ilu ha'ya beis ha'mikdash kayam. She'im yibane ha'bayis b'yimeihem, yuha'inyanim ha'machonam. Namely, that they lived with a sense that beis ha'mikdash is going to be built any day, and therefore we should take into account factors that are relevant to the Beis HaMikdash. Kamosha Amru L'Nyan Yom HaNeif, like the Tetzayim Nisan, which was the day that the Omer was brought, that post-Churban, Yehel Kulo Aser, Mitam, B'mehera Yibane, then Achinami. When there is no Omer, then really, from early morning, you're already able to eat the Chodosh, but we have a Takana, that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built already 2 days before Pesach, and people won't know about it, and really then they're going to have to bring the Omer, and the Chodesh is only going to be mutter from when after the Omer is brought, so we made a takana that people shouldn't eat Chodesh that entire day, b'mheira yibane. So they lived with this sense of future. And so over here also, they were taking into account elements that really only have meaning in a world of Beis HaMikdash. Namely, that when they saw in Chodesh Ador that the birds are still small and the calves are the little sheep are still very, very small. And what is Beis HaMikdash is going to be built? And they're not going to be big enough for the Korban Pesach or for the Korban of the Torim. So therefore they took it into account in terms of Ibor. In other words, this fits very, very nicely, both Terutzim, into which approach of Sa'ad. Again, we have a Sa'ad which is a real factor, secondary but real, and a Sa'ad which is psychological. Which of these makes more sense to, in other words, in terms of the Yad Ramah and the Ran?
The first explanation.
The first certainly fits into both of them, right? That if we're dealing with what was done in time of the Mikdash, so certainly we're dealing with a real factor, or what will be is a real factor. But if we're talking about a psychological factor, then the Yad Ramah makes sense to tell us that in the time of the Mikdash they took into account psychology. But why should they take into account psychology if the Beis HaMikdash is not yet existing? What's the psychology? In other words, to the people, animals don't make a difference now. In other words, it's not going to make things easier for people to say, well, the animals are small, but maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built, so we're already preparing you.
According to his reasoning, everyone lived with that.
Chazal lived with that feeling. Whether everyone was living with that feeling, maybe halavai, maybe it was instilled in everyone. Maybe, okay? That psychologically, we want you to be on the level that you should be. Okay, you can see it. I can see it both ways. You could really say it both ways. I can go in both directions. So, okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Meisavei kama ibur hashana Shloshim Yom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Chodesh. Namely, that we have over here a question of the length of the Chodesh HaIbur. Was it going to be a 30-day month or a 29-day month? And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says a 29-day month. But in this Ketzad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is quoted as announcing to the people, Osifis al-Shata, I am being Mosif to the year, Tzlasin Yom. So we have a sneer with the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Amar Papa, Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim Yom. Namely, that as opposed to the Tanakhama, who says that it's always Shloshim Yom, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, I'm going to leave it to the option of the Nasi. The Nasi can make it either direction. That particular year, I made it 30 days, but I could have also made it 29 days. That's what the Gemara says.
Why do you say Ratzu in the Torah? Why isn't that Ratzu?
In other words, generally the Nasi we pointed out, he may be the one who is announcing, but first it went through five, right? Three, and then five, and then seven, right?
So he doesn't make the decision if it's full or not. It's the little basin that.
That's what it appears. Yes. Yes.
I didn't understand. With how I also know in Ibur Chodesh, it's already decided beforehand that it's 30 days. Shouldn't the regular traditional Chodesh be working?
Excellent question. Okay, that question is asked by Achronim, okay? Not by the Rishonim, but the Achronim asked the question, what is going on over here? We're in the middle of Adar. They decide to add a month. How long that month is going to be should be totally on the Re'ia of the next Levana. Right, that if the Molad is seen by the Edim on the 30th day, then the previous month, then that month will be 29 days. If it should all be Tali and Re'iyah. What is the Nasi going to be Koveya? We're still dealing over here in a time where Kiddush HaChodesh was Alpi Re'iyah. So the Nasi can be add a month, but who's to say how long that month should be? So there is a Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is not in Sanhedrin, but in Rosh Hashanah. It's in Siman Kuf Mem Beis, I believe. I think I wrote it down. Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis Sif Gimel, in the Sefer Chazon Ish HaMasechus Rosh Hashanah. So over there, he says, in Achinami, that exactly is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ratzu, Ratzu. Ratzu doesn't mean what the Beis didn't want. Ratzu means whatever will come about. Ratzu means that this is fluid. The Tanakhama held that we would have over here a fixed month of Ibur of 30 days, and we would ignore the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a very, very untenable shita. Rav Shimon Gamliel, who is a Psak Halacha over here, he holds that really it goes according to Kiddush HaChodesh. According to the Tanakhama, you would say that they would simply close Beis Din on the 30th day not to be Mekabel Edim, and in that way they would turn the Chodesh into a Chodesh Malei.
Behind
how,
what the Chachamim were saying. Like, there has to be some reason why they're saying that, no.
He doesn't answer the question.
He doesn't answer the question. What he does is answer the question by pointing out that according to our Psak, we don't have a problem.
He says, don't worry about it.
What?
He says, don't worry about it.
What he says is that that's a Taina of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Ratzu Ratzu. What's the Hezber of the Tanakama who wants to make it something Kavua? It's unclear. Unless you want to say that we have over here two worlds, a world of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's Toyin Riyah, and a world of Ibur Hashanah, which is pure calculation. And when we're dealing with pure calculation, then we have a concept of Shloshim Yom. But it's difficult, because why should pure calculation, pure calculation is always 29 and a half days from Molad to Molad. It's always going to be either 29 and 30. And if we want to build a month of a year of 12 months, you know, we're going to have those, you know, half the months are going to be 29, half the months are going to be 30. So it's, but the Chazon Ish, you know, was bothered by it. I'm not aware of, I mean, there are other theories in the Akronim, but I forget exactly what they were. Sorry. But the Chazon Ish does have a raya from the language of the Rambam. The Rambam, at the end of this perek, I'm sorry, I didn't notice that. The Rambam at the end of this parak of Hilchos Kiddush HaKodesh, the end of Perek Dalet, says as follows: Kishema'abrim bezdin es hashana kosvin igros lekol hamakomos harachokim umoidim modiyim osam sheibruha meima ibru va'aloshon hanasi nichtavu va'omer lahen yodea yadua lachem sheiskamti ani v'chaverai hosaftim al shana zo kach v'kach ratzu tisha ve'esrim yom ratzu shlosh yom. He quotes Rav Papa. Then it continues. Shechodesh ha'ibur harishus lebezdim lehosif o mole o chaser la'anoshim harachokim shemodiyin otam avohem lefi ha'ri'iyah hem osim imole o chaser. Namely, that we have over here sort of the chicken before the egg. That, leaving aside, whose Svar Torah was it today? What?
Adam.
Leaving aside Adam's Svar Torah about the chaloshim chicken and the metzias dika egg. That the modah is sent out in Chodesh Adar, that there's going to be another month. Now, at that time, we really don't know how long that month is going to be. That month is only going to be determined another 45 days, right? In the middle of that extra month, then it's going to be determined, was that extra month a Malei or a Chaser? So what exactly the Beis Din do? So it says, what does the Nasi do? When he sends out his Igeret, what is he telling them? He says, we're adding a month. But people say, what do you mean a month? What's a month? So he can write whatever he wants. He can write 29, right? So 29. He can write 30. Ech shlo yiyeh, it's going to be metukan. That the moment that 45 days go by and there's going to be a Kiddush al pi ha'ri'iyah, it could be that they guessed right, and it could be that they guessed wrong. And if they guessed wrong, they're going to send out shlichim to tell the people within, right, within 15 days when Pesach is going to be. And those that are beyond 15 days, then they're just going to keep Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, because they're not going to know exactly when Pesach will be. So it turns out that
it's also to the Beis Din to set it up that automatically 50% of the time they're going to have to correct themselves.
Well, that's the whole thing. Now we can understand the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says the Nasi is going to announce 30, and we're going to make sure it's going to be a 30-day month, that we're going to close the Beis Din on the 30th day. They're not going to accept any Eidim, and that way it'll turn out we don't have to correct ourselves 50% of the time. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, look, we have over here these two worlds. We have the world of the announcement, and we have the reality. The reality can never be known in advance. You never know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be in advance. So that's what he writes. That the Nasi is going to inform them. He's going to put in a number. Ratzu tisha ve'esrim yom, ratzu shloshim yom. He can choose whichever number he wants. That in the announcement they have the right of putting in any number. But the reality is going to be whatever the reality is going to be. So that's cute. Okay, so the Rambam, you know, it's, so the Chazon Ish is according to the Rambam, right? But the Rambam sort of gives you behind the scenes the understanding of the Tanakhama. Tanakhama didn't want to have this situation where every few years we're going to have, the Nisiyah guessing what's going to be, sending out a number, and then having it corrected later on. Okay? And the Rabbi Shmuel says, look, this is our calendar. This is the way Jews live. That we can plan to a certain extent, but we're going to have to correct things if things don't work out according to the way that we had hoped that they would work out. Okay, let's continue. My Ika, I'm sorry, Tachazi. Tachazi. Very interesting that over here, that's the language generally of the Zohar as opposed to, okay, kind of where they saw the Purim spiel of it. Okay. Tachazi. My Ika bein tekifai kadmai le'in venusai basrai. That it appears that we have a difference between the takifim and the balayanova. The Tanya, Maiser, Rabban Gamliel, we know what's a takif. Shaya Yoshev Agav Ma'ala Bahar Habayis Haya Yochanan Sofer Halaz Omeid Lefanav Shalosh Igros Chatuchos Lefanav Munachos. Right, he had three klafim. Amar Lo, Rabbi Gamliel told his Sofer Tul Igrita Chaduk Sov La'achna B'nei Gulila'a Ila'a U'la'achna B'nei Gulila'a Tata. Write to B'nei HaGolil to remind them Shalom Chan Yaskei Maudina Nachna Lachon, Zman Biura, Mata Lafrushe Maisra, Mimataana Dezesa. Right? That there's a the Biur Maasos is coming up. And so since you have a lot of Atze Zayat, remember Timim Avayer, the Maaser from the Atze Zayat. Vituli Garta Chadak, so Laachna Bene de Roma, Shalom Chan Yaske, Maudina Anachna Lachon, Zman Biura Mata, Lafrusha Maasra, Me Omre Shibolaya. In other words, to be able to also the Biur Maasos from your fields that are full of wheat. It's so amazing that this is the reality of Eretz Yisrael, right? You drive north and you see all of the olive trees, and you drive south and you see all of the wheat fields. V'tul igar tachada, which is the reason this was brought, uksav la'achna b'nei galvasa b'bavel la'achna b'madai, u'l'shar kol galvasa di Yisrael, shrom chan yaske la'olam, Modina nanachnu lachon de gozlaya rikikin vimraya arkin vizimna da aviva lo mata. It's time to be ma'aber the shana v'shifram shafra milsa ba'anpai u'ba'anpei chaveirai v'osafna alshat ada yomin tlosin. So we see over here that he takes into account his chaveirim, not just himself. And the Gemara answers Dilma. In other words, that even though this was the nature of Rabbi Gamliel was not necessarily take other people into account in his decisions, Dilma Basar de Ivruhu, after he was, what is the phrase?
Removed him.
Removed, deposed, what do they call it in America?
Impeached.
When he, what?
Impeached.
Impeached. After he was impeached, right? After he was impeached by the Sanhedrin, then we have Machokas Rashi and Tosfos. Either it changed his personality, or, more likely according to Tosfos, he simply had to take into account his partner, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. There is a very fascinating Haggah over here of the Yavetz, that we have two Girsos in the Gemara. If you look at the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, it's Chaveirai with two Yuds. If you look at the Girsa which is found in Tosfos, it's Chavra'a with an Aleph Hey. Chavra'a is one Chaver. Chaveirai are many Chaverim. Mm-hmm. So Rashi fits in with the Girsa that we have, namely that he takes into account many opinions of his peers. And Mashiach in Tosfos, he takes into account the opinion of his Shuta. Okay, so Ech Shalo Yihyeh, both Perushim have a makar. Simply in terms of the Gemara that we read, there is a interesting machlokas over here between Rashi and the Yad Ramah, exactly when was the time of Biur Ma'asros. What does Rashi say? When is the time of Biur Ma'asros? Zman Biur Mata, the third wide line, thin line, I'm sorry. Shana Shlishis Oshishis Lishmita. What do we paskin? In other words, when we do a zecher of Biur Ma'asros nowadays, when do we do it? The Yad Ramah points out. In the fourth and seventh year. Last year, the Shemitah year, we did a Biur Ma'asros. Namely, after, in other words, that there's a cycle of 2 years of Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni, and the third year Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Ani, and then the fourth year, we do the Biur Ma'asros on give the Kohen his, give the Levi his, give the Ani his, you take your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. In other words, once already you have the full cycle of 3 years, so in the fourth year, we do the Biur Ma'asros. That L'chorah is a Mishnah. Sorry. The Yad Ramah. The Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni. Derek. Perek Hey Mishnah Vav. Mishnah is Maaser Sheni. It speaks about Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Shel Revius V'Shel Shvius Hayad Biur. I mean, what do we do with Rashi? It's a problem. The Rashash Alatar points out that we have a similar Rashi in Yevamos. And Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph, for those who are concerned. Rashi says the same thing, Shlishi and Shishi. And Tosas over there says, Revi. In other words, that's the Revi. Second question is, when did this biur take place? So Rashi says a mevayro erev Pesach. The Yad Ramah says he were mevayer erev Yom Tov Acharon shel Pesach. Again, within the Mishnayah, so it says erev Yom Tov Rishon shel Pesach, but there are two girsos. One is erev Yom Tov Rishon, one is erev Yom Tov Acharon. Okay, so these are areas that Mirtz Hashem, when the Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, he's going to have to fill us in. And it's the Maisa, we're noheg to do it in the fourth and seventh year, and the Bir Maestros, people do it sometimes twice, once Erev Pesach and once Erev Yom Tov Acharon Shel Pesach. In other words, it's simply there's a Rambam, there's a Tosos. So we find echoes of that in our Gemara. Okay, let's begin the next sugya, and we'll just raise the issues. Tanu Rabbanan al Shlosha Dvarim Ma'abrinis Hashana va'aviv al Peros Ilan va'al Hatkufa al Shnayim Mehen Ma'abrin al Echad Mehen Ein Ma'abrin Ubizman Ha'aviv Echad Me Ubizman Shaviv Echad Mehen Makol Smechim. So, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer al Hatkufa Ibala Hatkufa Smechim al Hatkufa Ma'abrin Teku. Okay, over here we'll stop over here. What we're going to see next time. Is that we have a tremendous machokis rishonim. What are these three factors? Aviv, Peros Ha'ilan, and Tkufa. The Revelvel, he gives us an explanation according to the Rambam, and he says, and other rishonim disagree. But within the other rishonim who disagree, there is a machokis. So look over here in Rashi, and in Tosfos, Yirmaslu Odilma, and the Yad Ramah, and the Meiri. Again, I'll print up a sheet for you, but just giving you an advance. And there is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where we deal with an Ibur Hashanah. And, you know, and the Rishonim over there are going to impact on how we understand. I mean, what you're heading for is that, according to the Rambam, we have over here really one principle, and Tkufa, Aviv, Peros, and Ilan are all aspects of that principle, and there's a difference between Tkufa on one hand and Aviv and Peros, and Ilan within the principle, that the Tkufa sort of is the principle, as opposed to Aviv and Peros Ha'ilan being symptoms of the principle. Mashen Ken, according to Rashi and Tosfos and the Yad Ramah and the Meiri, we have over here three different worlds that relate to three different factors, and all of them are pretty much on the same plane. But what are those three factors? What exactly does Aviv mean? What does Peros Ha'ilan mean? That's a machlokes within the Rishonim. So that's what we'll begin with, and then we'll move over into the Shalosh Aratzos, and how the Rambam learns the Shalosh Aratzos as opposed to Rashi and Tosfos. And then we'll move over into the world of Ein Ma'abrim Ela B'Yehuda, and what exactly does that mean? Here we have another Alatar, another Tosfos. So, pretty much, we're going to get to the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, up to Tana Rabbana Im Rabim B'Shnei Ra'avam. Okay, up to the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis with the Rishonim. That should take us a shiur on Wednesday. Beseder. Okay. Thank you. I had this wonderful moment last night.